Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This station here does a great job with all the different promos that run from all the different shows. And they're constantly rotating through. So I couldn't find this one. But I think folks will know what I'm talking about. It's been playing for a few days now. And Sean Pendergast made the point. He was ultimately applauding Joe Espada for moving Jose Abreu down in the lineup so early in the season, right?
Sorry, you know what we should do?
What's that?
I'll let you complete your thought. Go ahead. But we should get Pendergast to have to call in, and he should have to his take
it?
Live. Yeah.
have
your take live.
That thing. Well, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag right now, but the point was, and everybody's heard it 15 times, or 15 million times, because it's been a spot. But
come on, Sean.
Yeah, no, Sean's done a great job, Mom. It's not Sean's fault. But the point is that Joe Espada moved Jose Abreu down in the order because he's been so bad, and Dusty Baker refused to do that last year. Kept him, I believe, in the four spot is what Sean said for forever. And Sean was basically just applauding Joe Espada, which I do as well. I think now it's two different years. I think year one of Abreu doing what he was doing, struggling, year one with the Astros, I don't know if it'd been a good idea to necessarily yank the rug out from underneath him, but we're looking at 2 years, a second year of these struggles now, and Abreu clearly is broken. So I think it'd be crazy for Joe Espada not to move him down the lineup at this point in time. But nonetheless, I appreciate what Joe Espada has done from an Abreu standpoint. I appreciate, now it hadn't worked out, but I appreciate the way that he handled the Josh Hader getting the ninth inning and Presley getting the eighth and Abreu getting the seventh or whatever the order that was. Really, it was just between the two, Presley and Hader, when he actually commented on it. I appreciated the clarity, mm-hmm, as well as the transparency there with that decision. But I'm going to tell you, man, when we're comparing Dusty and Joe Espada, the Astros team situation right now, I don't care what anybody says. I don't care if people that say it's early. There is no way that the players in that clubhouse don't feel some level of pressure right now to get this thing right.
Definitely do.
That this is a struggle. It's not panic, but it is definitely a cause for concern and a cause for, hey, we got to get this thing right and get back to doing things in the Astros fashion. And in comparing the two managers, that situation, what's going on with the Astros right now, keeping the entire clubhouse, keeping the entire roster grounded, easygoing, loose, playing Astro ball, that was in Dusty's wheelhouse.
Yeah, and we don't know how Joe handles the relationship aspect, the day in and day out, but we do know this because we've heard about it and talked about it and seen it usually from the outside looking in when Dusty was in Cincinnati or San Francisco or Chicago, but he's got away with players. He's been a calming influence. He can relate to them on their level, no matter his age, the player's age. That was, and we got a chance to see that and hear about it firsthand when he came to Houston. That is a big deal when you're dealing with the same guys in that room, in that clubhouse, in that dugout for about 3 years running now. This core, Clint, the team hasn't changed very much.
Right.
Aside from maybe a handful of pieces year in and year out, Dusty's been able to do what you said Espada mentioned earlier today or this week or something, like, hey, you know, this machine's already going. Like, I'm just here to kind of...
This train's on the track. He's got to keep it on the track.
Yeah, just trying rolling. To keep it on the yeah. track. Okay, that's cool to have that mentality, but Dusty knew what buttons to push more times than not.
Right.
And regardless of his detractors last season, he still coached their ass to an ALCS.
Well, yeah, no, yeah. Look, you can't buck the success. I mean, but here's the deal with Dusty is, like, we knew kind of Dusty's stick from jump. We knew he was a player's manager because he's been doing it for so long. And when somebody does it that long, everybody learns their method to the madness, so to speak.
Yeah. I'm from a different generation.
So Dusty could come to the media and tell all of us. I mean, he could laugh while he's doing it, if we're being honest, and he's just, it's all smoke and mirrors, right? But we all know, because we've heard from players, we've heard from other coaches, other managers. I mean, Dusty's a player's guy. He's never going to throw his players under the bus. He's always going to have their back. He's going to go. I mean, it's going to be a fault of his. He's going to risk looking silly purposely throughout the season to protect his players. That was Dusty's MO. But there was never a moment where I looked up and I was like, this clubhouse is going to be fragile, or this clubhouse is going to strain and stress too much, because I always felt like, now they may have, I don't know. I'm just saying I felt comfortable that Dusty was going to manage that really, really well.
Yeah. Look, what happens right now when you're dealing with all the injuries and underperformance that the Astros are, it hit them last year. Right now, the injuries hit them a lot faster this year compared to last year. And so when that happens and you've got a guy that can just lighten the mood on the plane or in the bus or in the clubhouse, whatever the case may be, that can make all the difference in the world sometimes. And maybe Joe's trying his damnedest to do that. Maybe he's doing a great job and it's just not happening for him yet. I don't know that we necessarily need to be directly trying to compare, but rather just point out what is missing clearly this year that the Astros and Joe Espada are going to have to try and pivot and figure out.
My point is not, I mean, yeah, we're going to compare the two because they're both coaching have managed the Astros, but I don't expect Joe Espada to be Dusty Baker.
Yeah.
Like, I'm saying, as a fan, I felt like Dusty was going to take care of that.
Yeah.
Right now, you worried about some of the decisions and the road. I was overly, like, ridiculously concerned, and I stand by it, about what was going on in center field. You worry about some of those things, but my point is Dusty took care of business, and his stick with the media was to protect at all costs and almost be silly.
Yeah.
Right. Joe Espada, we don't know who he is. We have no reason to trust that he's going to handle the situation. He's been very transparent with the media in multiple situations that have involved players, right? So my point is this. This is a Joe Espada moment where I believe that this clubhouse is definitely more fragile than it's been in the past.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.